The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Before we get into talking about the great, I guess this all kind of fits together. All kind of fits together because these guys were on campus around the same time. We talked to Desmond Howard yesterday. I want to shout him out when we will do so shortly. But before we do that, I want to shout out Jalen Rose. You see what Jalen Rose is doing, Mr. Weintraub?
I mean, Jalen's doing a lot of things, so I'm not sure the specific thing that you're talking about.
So Jalen Rose, who has the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, right? You know, he has a school. LeBron James's school gets a lot of pub and attention. Well, Jalen Rose, you were doing that before Juwan. But Jalen Rose and the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, they're partnering with Henry Ford Health System to host a community vaccination event Thursday or today at his school. The COVID vaccine. He is championing the cause in the community, imploring people, encouraging people, Jalen is, to get vaccinated. That is using your platform in outstanding fashion, Mr. Weintraub. I'll give you a quote from Jalen. He said, quote, "I understand that people that look like me don't necessarily have the utmost trust in government or law enforcement or even medicine based on our history in the United States. But this is different. This is unique. This is deadly. And it's important for me to do what I can to spread the message. I don't want citizens of Detroit to feel threatened that getting the Pfizer shot, getting the vaccination shot is going to do something to put you in peril or something that's going to be to your detriment. But it's something that's going to be to our benefit that allows us to get back to some sense of normalcy," end quote, from Jalen Rose, who is putting on a vaccination event at his school. In his community, that is big time, Mr. Weintraub.
Bravo, Jalen Rose. And you've talked about this, that, I mean, there are multiple communities that need to have conversations about, you know, to get, obviously, as we see the numbers plateauing or actually dropping on the number of daily vaccinations. But you've talked about, in particular, the Black community, that there's a lot of skepticism and the conversations you've had. And I was just having this conversation with somebody else, and it's a very... that had the same, you know, having same conversation with people in particular of the older generations of you got to go get the vaccine and explaining why and why it's so important. And so when you have the platform, you know, and you got to educate people with what's going on and why it's the right thing to do and the smart thing to do. Bravo to Jalen Rose.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are some hurdles you can clear if you can get people over the distrust. And distrust that is rooted in something tangible, significant, rooted in history. There's reason to have some distrust. I did not dismiss that at all. Members of my family, I just said, you know, look around. I mean, you've seen enough other people in the country, in the world, in your community to get it without ill effects, to have confidence that this is not an instance where you know, you are in danger of being abused in the way that Black people were, for instance, with the Tuskegee experiment. It's not, you know, it's not that. I think you just got to get over some of the bad false information, you know, people thinking it's not FDA approved and, you know, just all of these random conspiracy theories that have no basis in fact. You can just throw things out there without basis in fact these days. All right. That just flies. But this is life and death. And so to have people using their platforms in that way, you know, health and wellness for the community, putting on a vaccination event, that's big time for Jalen Rose and getting some attention, but needs to get more, in my opinion, that he is stepping up in that way in the community. And Desmond Howard, when it comes to this wasn't a COVID appearance yesterday, but still health and wellness coming on yesterday, talking about Rewind, the weight management program geared towards helping people fight off, stave off, reverse the course when it comes to type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetics through weight loss and diet modification. It is a support program, a support group. Is part of the concept in addition to having dietitians as your coaches along the way. It is a great concept that has been wildly successful. Desmond using his platform to amplify it, to bring it to more people. And I talked to some of the folks yesterday. So we got some feedback from, what was the guy's name in Orlando? Forgive me for not remembering your name. He sent us an email yesterday from Orlando. It's Emmett. Emmett in Orlando. Shout out to you, Emmett. He said, look, that inspired me to do some things health-wise down here in Florida. Emmett, this program is coming to Florida. It's, I think Florida, Arizona. Forgive me for not having all the states committed to memory, but I will get that information for you. But Rewind is moving beyond the borders of Michigan. It will be in Florida, too. It will be in Arizona. I know those two states for sure. So those of you who listen to that segment outside of the state, this is coming. And so for some places, sooner rather than later. But it was obviously that piece of people wanting recipes from Desmond, right? We got a lot of requests for recipes from Desmond.
I think Desmond needs to put out like a book or some sort of a thing. He could probably do like a charity thing, where he could actually probably raise money giving out recipes for his mixes and his bars that he was talking about, it, that he made, the things that he takes, just the snacks that he packs, because it is easier to make your own than to, you know, grab a bag of chips or something, or healthier.
Well, you travel as much as he does, man. I mean, you're just looking for something quick, and they always have something available for you, but it's never things that will not blow up your calorie count for the day, right?
Well, if you think, just think jumping on an airplane. If he lives in Florida, he's going to either the site of game day or he's going to Bristol in a normal non-pandemic year, right? Traveling to a game site or he's traveling to Bristol, and just on the flight, what's your snack? They give you pretzels or cookies or whatever, and I like the pretzels and cookies, but he brings his own, and it makes sense.
Yep, makes his own trail mix and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we will bring you those recipes, but then the football conversation. It's great. And he said a lot of things. How many times did I say last year talking about deep? I said this, and it's not rocket science to come forth with the thought that they are running a scheme or they are playing a style that the personnel doesn't fit. I know it was personnel they recruited, but still the way they were playing, what they were asking some of those guys to do just wasn't in keeping with their skill set. That's what Desmond said. Did Desmond say that yesterday? Again, not rocking, but to hear it from a guy in the game. And I think he said as much last year as well. So, you know, how you fit, how you tailor what you do to your personnel, that will be a greater challenge for this new coaching staff because they're bringing in a new scheme. So you're teaching your guys, and you're teaching your guys your new system, and while at the same time you're learning what they can do, makes it more challenging. That's where his focus, biggest question mark on defense. And I thought the walk down memory lane, the look back at the 91 season and how similar his path to the Heisman was to Devontae Smith's. And you just don't realize, Ira, there have only been four receivers that have won Heisman Trophy. Wouldn't you think there would be more receivers that win Heisman trophies?
We had this conversation in December whenever they announced the Heisman this year. When Devontae Smith was announced and they talked about it the first since Desmond, you just kind of stop and go, I guess that's true, but wow. And then you go, as you said, you're like, that few? I guess it's true. But then you go, you're stunned by it. Like you realize that it's true, but it's a pretty stunning fact that it's that many that's been since Desmond. It was a stunning fact. And that few. It just shows you there's a real bias towards people that touch the ball 20-something or more times a game.
No doubt, man. I was looking, thinking about how the rarefied air of Charles Woodson winning the Heisman as the lone defensive, primarily defensive player to win it, not realizing that Desmond, while not as rare, still really rare what he did, being the third receiver to do so. But we were talking about the parallels, right? You know, in his path, I talked about how, man, both guys had significant injuries to their compadres at the receiver position that really amplified their production out of necessity. They had to do more, and they're actually capable of doing it despite more attention being pointed their way, being aimed in their respective directions. But, you know, as dominant as Devontae Smith was, Desmond was just as dominant in his time. I mean, you had 108. I looked this up yesterday as we were talking. And so, yeah, you had for Devontae Smith 117 receptions for 1,856 yards and 23 touchdowns, 15.9 yards per carry. I mean, yards per catch. You had for Desmond 62 catches for 985 yards and 19 touchdowns. Ira, 15.9 yards per catch. And then you throw in a couple of rushing touchdowns, a punt return, and a kick return touchdown for Desmond as well. Very, very similar statistically. Again, you got to adjust for the time. You weren't putting it up as much back then as you are now. But he also talked about how heading into the season, and this was the part that I had forgotten about. But, yeah, you heading through the season, Devontae Smith. Hey, Trevor Lawrence is winning the Heisman Trophy. You know, there's no one else going to win tonight. It's a no-brainer. He brought up the name David Klingler. David Klingler. Just as much of a bust as Andre Ware.
The Bengals remember for sure.
Right, but David Klingler was supposed to be that guy. He was supposed to be the dude that went out and won the Heisman Trophy until Desmond set the world on fire with his outstanding showing, and you just can't help but think about what might have been. And Desmond, he lent voice to it. Said, man, if Derek Alexander does not get hurt, sure, maybe I don't win the Heisman. But the teams that beat them, it just would have been interesting to see those games with DA on the other side. The Florida State game almost certainly would have been different in my opinion. Because, you know, again, you look back at that contest, a late interception. I mean, Michigan was going in to score heading into halftime, and they didn't. They went into the break down 31-23, but it would have been 31-30. You got DA on the other side, different kind of game, and Michigan was down, I think, 15 in the fourth quarter. They were in the red zone in that game, and they got stuffed on fourth down. But the margin doesn't get – I don't think the margin even gets that big if you got Derek Alexander on the other side. And then, of course, the whole game plan for Washington – stop Desmond Howard, bracket Desmond Howard. We can attack with abandon and just cover him. And that worked. You know, granted, they had an outstanding defense led by Steve Entman, but it was a more of a blow to Michigan losing DA than losing Jalen Waddle was to Bama, as you can see by looking at the draft. 6 first-round draft picks. I mean, that was a loaded Michigan team, but this with Bama's loaded is a different kind of loaded. Right? We're seeing that, right? Bama's loaded is a different kind of loaded. They are just, you know, doing it different. But it was great to catch up with Desmond. If you missed that, you can be sure to pull it down on the podcast. We're going to have Desmond back in a couple of months. Maybe heading into the season and, you know, kind of catching up with where I am in the program as well. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to chatting with the other guys, too. So one of the things we talked to him about was recruiting Ohio. We're going to have a couple of Ohioans on as part of this series of interviews. Jake Butt's going to come on in the coming weeks. And Charles Woodson. Talk about recruiting Ohio. Those will be two more guys that can really speak to that. We're going to have Ben Gedion on as well in the coming week. So really, really looking forward to it. Hope you found that informative and inspirational, you know, and definitely insightful. We got to get to a break. We will come back on the other side, start shifting gears, talking to some football as we gear up for Mike's Bath. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.